There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
That's right. We're all in color today. B. Arthur upped our budget for today. That's right.
Good morning, everyone. I love that we're all in black or dark gray.
I know, right? Seriously.
The day we're in color. Yes. Yeah.
Welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, hour two, right here on My Talk, Everything Entertainment. Everything. Happy birthday, Crapper. That's right. Thomas Crapper.
Oh, wow.
Jiggle that handle. Yeah. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Oh, we're so glad and happy and delighted and excited that you're here. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Thank you. We love you.
Hey, Lex. We heard, I can't even set this up. I'm not giving it a try. There's no way to do it without sounding gross. Hey, Lex, what did Zen do?
All right, yeah. Well, yesterday around 2:30, I get a call from daycare. And she says, hey, Alexis, we're going to need you to come pick up Zen early today. I'm like, oh, okay, what's going on? Well, he took a Band-Aid from his leg, rolled it up, and shoved it into his nose. And it's so far up there, he's not be able to blow it out, but we can't tweeze it out because we just don't do that at daycare, which I'm like, absolutely, we're not expecting you to be a nurse. Like, we get it.
Oh, my God.
So I race over there because all I'm thinking is, you know, it's just because his eyes were all watery, she was saying. And, of course, you know, you start filling up with mucus because your body's trying to get it out, right?
Oh, God.
So I get there, and the woman who called, who's the director of the program, she's giving a tour to a family, and I didn't realize this at the time.
Oh, God, Lex, what did you do? Oh, God, what happened?
So I run in with tweezer in hand, and I see her. I go, I got some tweezers. I'm ready to do operation. My kid, I can't believe he's shoving stuff up the nose, because I did that as a kid, and my husband did it as a kid, too. And she was like, I'm like, where is he? I'm ready. And she's like, oh, over here, over there in the class. They're like, really calm, and I'm like, okay. Normally we engage and, you know, it's like girlfriends, right? So I was like, oh, okay. And then I take a step to the side and I realize there's a couple with a baby carrier, you know, doing the tour with her. I'm like, oh, okay. We
it's
love
great
it.
Here. I we go, promise. We love it here.
I go, I love it here. And my kid loves it here. And then I walked away. It was so awkward.
Oh,
so then I go in there, and he's still with the other kids playing around, and I got my tweezers in hand, and, you know, the teachers are going, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry, we couldn't help, like, he couldn't blow it out and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, man, hey, I get it, it's no problem, we'll go into another room, and I'll do the operation. Well, we sit down in a chair, and he's like, no, no, because, of course, you don't want anybody coming up with tweezers into any orifice, right? Let alone your nose, you can see it coming. And so then I was like, okay, well, I'll go into the car, and we'll do it in his car seat, because that's a little bit more restrictive, right? So I did eventually get it out. I pulled it out. It's a Grogu Band-Aid.
Oh, God.
He got a flu shot a couple days ago, and, you know, when they put, like, the little circular Band-Aid on it, I did convince him to change the Band-Aid out, even though he didn't need it. He loves to wear Band-Aids, and there's no
reason.
There's nothing there. He's like, oh, I got an owie. I need a Band-Aid. But, you know, because we have, like, fun Band-Aids. You know, it's Buzz Lightyear, and we have Jurassic Park and Batman. And so, thank goodness, it was a Band-Aid from his own body.
Oh.
And he just rolled that up and shoved it up his nose.
And you plucked it right out.
Oh, right. And I guess the teachers didn't figure it out. They were like, what's going on? And another kid said, he shoved a Band-Aid up his nose. You know, like the teacher's telling me what happened. And he's like, yep, sure enough, there it was. But thank goodness we didn't have to go to the doctor.
Oh.
And at first, I called Angel, my husband, and I was like, hey, what? I can't believe this. He shoved a Band-Aid up. I'm going there right now. I've got my tool, you know, to get it out. And I was like, isn't he too young to do this? And he's like, no. I guess he remembers putting a bead in his ear, and it was for weeks, and he actually had to go to the doctor to get it out. And then my mom, I was telling her the story, and I guess when I was his age, maybe four, not three, but I was sitting outside eating some crackers and cheese, and I took the cubes of cheese, and I shoved it up my nostril, both of them, so I had, like, cheese nose, and I couldn't breathe, and I couldn't get it out, and I had to go to the doctor to jam it all out of there. Because it was jammed so far up. So I guess it could be worse. I remember my sister and brother, my youngest siblings, they would put a Skittle in their nose. Now, kids, don't do this.
Thanks for the warning.
Guys, seriously.
Not worth it. Yeah. Okay, no. I just want to make sure we say this.
I thank you.
Don't get any ideas.
No, don't listen to Aunt Alexis, okay? Yeah. Do not listen.
Yes, shooting star. Yes.
Thanks for the elder wisdom. Don't shove it up your nose.
We're just sharing stories here of things that have happened.
I mean, look, I did have an older sister who shoved a French fry up her nose.
Okay, well, see, this is where I was thinking. Like, I'm sure there are stories of things that we did or my talkers or their children did that you're shoving food into noses or other orifices in your body that...
Okay. I never thought I would say this on our show, but
in your belly button.
Look,
have you shoved something unusual in an orifice? Call us. 651-641-1071. The orifice hotline is standing by.
Yes.
The orifice hotline operator, Holly, is standing
by. This is the ultimate you're not alone. Okay.
Look, Jason, you have just unleashed something because I have had conversations with folks.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And this is a very extremely common thing.
Yes.
That people like to put objects in all sorts of orifices.
True.
And they need some help getting
children
it
especially.
Out.
Oh, yeah. Oh. For the adult folk, yeah.
Look, I got three calls right now.
All right. Yeah. Let's see. See, we're not alone.
Let's do this. Holly, let's take a break. When we come back.
Real quick, Jace, the Skittle story.
Uh-huh.
My siblings used to put a Skittle in and then plug the other nostril and blow Skittles at each other. One time, my sister inhaled instead of blew out, and the Skittle went up her nose. So
I think we need to check the gene pool.
I think so. What's going on with those toxin kids? What the heck?
The shoving weird things in the orifice hotline will continue after these messages. Hey, everybody, it's Chase for my family at Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Are you doing dry January? Well, still about a week to go. Maybe a little less. Well, run to Red because dry January is fabulous. Fabulous at Red Rabbit. They have a pomegranate peach non-alcoholic sangria that is so good. And you know, it's kind of like a social thing. You want that drink in front of you. You know, you want to participate and have something fancy. These drinks will do it. They also have a CBD sparkling water. That's right, and a fabulous non-alcoholic mint forgery beverage. So the Palm Sangria, the mint forgery, and the CBD sparkling water. How great is that? So celebrate dry January this weekend at Red Rabbit. Other mocktails too. So this weekend, grab the friends, do some more dry January, and run to Red.
From Lincoln Center.
To the surprise of no one that's ever listened to the show, Alexis's son shoved something up his nose. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
I will tell you 2 to 3 emails or tweets or messages that I've just received on my personal accounts have had the same theme. And that theme is Is anyone surprised Alexis's offspring did this? That is the wording may be different, but 2 to 3 people have basically written that very same thing to me. That's right. Tanya Stewart also tweeted us.
Mail.
She wrote, when my brother was little, he stuck 6 popcorn kernels up each nostril. My mom brought him to the doctor, and when they asked for his name, she said, my kid's name is Orville Redenbacher. The sticking something in your orifice hotline operator, Holly Roberts, has been busy in that commercial break. Right, Holly?
Yeah. Sure have.
Mm-hmm. Who do we have first, Holly?
Let's go to Jody.
Hi, Jody. I can't believe I'm going to ask this, but tell us your orifice story.
Well, it was actually my sister, and she was probably 3 or 4, and she said she stuck a sticker up her nose. No one believed her, but they glanced, couldn't see anything. Days later, it might have been a week, she had this rotten smell about her all the time. So they dug deeper in there, and here the sticker had rooted.
Oh!
It's a dark, moist, warm environment. So they had to pull the sticker out with the roots on it. It was gross.
Oh, my gosh.
My. A hammer off their nose.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. See, Lex, it did get better for you and Zen. It could be worse. Yeah.
Could be. Oh, well, wow, Jody.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Jody. Who do we have next, Holly?
Let's go to Jesse.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, Jesse. Welcome to the show. Tell us your story.
Okay, so when my son was about 3 years old, he had something in his ear and we couldn't get it out. He was, you know, complaining because it itched and it hurt. So I go to the doctor. She looks in his ear and she goes, oh, he still has his tubes. And, of course, I looked at her like she sprouted 3 heads because he's never even had an ear infection. I said, no. So she gets the irrigation thing. She starts to try to get it out. Wouldn't come out. She asked if I had a booger sucker at home. And when we get home, get some warm water and keep doing it. So I did, and eventually it comes out. And I looked at him and I said, Patrick, what did you put in your ear? And he runs to his room and he comes back out and he's got the little container of fart putty. You know, like the kind you put your finger in and it makes the fart noise?
Yes!
Yeah. He stuffed that in his ear.
Oh, like a silly putty.
Yes. Next time I went to the doctor, I told her what it was, and she goes, well, I'm going to have to write that down. That's one I haven't heard before.
You made history, Jesse. You made history.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, and you know what? He's the middle kid, so...
Okay.
Oh, that should explain a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesse.
Thanks, Jesse. Oh, whoa.
Keep it coming. Oh, keep the scream keep coming.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who do There's we have more. Next, Holly?
Let's go to Stacy.
Oh, my God.
Stacy, welcome to Sticking Something in a Weird Orifice Hotline. What's your story?
So my daughter was about the same age as Ben. She was about 3. And repeatedly stuck pieces of corn during lunch at daycare up her nose. And the daycare lady finally convinced her to stop because she switched to green beans. And she got one shoved so far up her nose that we could barely see the bottom of it. And we had to take her into urgent care and have them remove it with the special tweezers.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh!
Wait a minute. So there was a progression. It went from... kernels to an entire green bean.
Oh,
now, Lex, I'm not making...
Thanks, Stacey.
Now, see, thank you, Stacey. Sorry the phone connection was bad. Lex, I can see Zen doing this. I see a green bean in your kid's future. Or a Slim Jim.
He's like, I gotta try it again.
Going back to our earlier conversation, I can see Zen sticking an entire Slim Jim up his nose. Right, Holly? I can see.
Oh, man, the whole...
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yep. A little pixie stick.
Cocktail weenies.
Who do we have next, Holly?
Let's go to Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. Welcome to the show. What's your story?
So my daughter, when she was about 2 or 3, we noticed a smell coming, like her mouth, she had bad breath. So we asked the doctor if she had anything in her nose, and they looked and no. And then we asked her, we asked the dentist to see if there was anything that was going on, why she had such bad breath. And she had it like through childhood, she had bad breath. And then she got a little older and started doing this really weird thing with her nose where she was blowing it constantly. And it was just, it was like frustrating. We were getting really frustrated with her. Well, at about 16 years old, during the pandemic, she all of a sudden it really started hurting her. And she's, Mom, it really hurts. So we took her to an ENT. They didn't find anything at first, but they had her go get a CT scan, and we got a call, and they're like, yeah, there's something in there. It's we don't know what. So we ended up having to get her scheduled for surgery, and they took a foam star out of her nose from when she was, I don't know, 2 or 3.
A foam star, like a little crafting little?
Yes. A foam star, it was rolled up, and it was in there, like, the x-rays or CT scan looks like a bone or something. It was very strange, and they were like, okay, this is what we found. All the nurses were stopping by the room and going, are you the girl with the star in your nose?
Oh, my gosh! So, wait, I just want to get a time frame again, Tracy. So, how long was that star in her nose?
Oh, probably 13 or 14 years.
Years!
And we checked multiple times.
Oh, my gosh. Tracy.
Oh, my gosh. You win.
Okay, you got to tell us, though. They remove it. I mean, how did your daughter feel after that?
Oh, great.
Was she just like, this is the way it's supposed to be?
Uh-huh.
I can breathe.
She can't make that awful noise with her nose anymore when she's blowing it. All her life, there was this resistance in there that made this weird noise. And, yeah. So now she's fine. She's 18, off at college. She's great.
Oh, my gosh.
I wish you could, Tracy, I wish you could see our faces right now. That is okay. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Wow. Yeah.
Sheer terror.
Whoa.
Who do we have next, Holly?
Kate's next.
Kate, welcome to Shoving Something Weird in an Orifice Hotline. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Hi. What's your story, Kate? Welcome to the show.
I'm calling because my daughter was 3 years old. It was around Christmas, and we had our Christmas ornaments out. And you know those cheap ornaments at the mall where they have the family, the mom, dad, baby, kid, dog, whatever?
Yeah.
The dog's nose fell off the ornament. And she didn't know what to do with it because she had dropped the ornament. So she decided to stick the dog's nose up her nose.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So after a while of her coughing and saying her nose hurt, we had to bring her to the emergency room, and they had to knock her out because she wouldn't let them stick the tweezer up there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Finally it got out.
Oh, my gosh. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Right. He still has it in the container and occasionally wants to hang the container with the nose on the tree as her own ornament. But we haven't done that yet.
That's Kate,
it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kate.
That's a good one.
Oh, see, not alone.
No.
You are not alone.
Your other kids shove stuff up their nose.
Well, Thanks to everyone that called. Oh, we my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
And all the messages and tweets. Wow.
Sorry,
so many.
We didn't get to everybody else, but we appreciate it. We just got so many. And who knew? I didn't know this was such a thing, Lex.
Yeah. Zen,
I thought Zen was a trailblazer. Yeah, <right. laughs> I really did. But alas, he's just
following. Being a kid.
he's following something that's hot. I love it. He knows the trends. He knows the trends. Hey, there's so much going on at My Talk 107.1, including the one, the only My Talk Awards, the second annual My Talk Awards, presented by Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. We're going to be handing out the talkies to winners in 15 different categories next week. When are we going to do that? Well, our third hour, the top of the eight, each day next week. Learn more at mytalk1071.com. Enter keyword awards. When we come back, we're going to play a little game. It's time for Name That TV Theme Song next. Hi, everybody. It's Jace, live for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. I was just there yesterday seeing my friends and talking about the new year and all the new specials. And one that I think it's just such a great deal is the fact that if you've never been to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, this year marks 10 years, a decade of talking about Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. If you've never, ever been there and you've waited for a good opportunity, this is it. If you are a new client to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic and you mention me, you're going to get $100 off a service of $250 or more. Look, I've had basically everything done other than like a complete face transplant. And that's really good savings. So call today, whether it's a hydrofacial, whether it's some lip fillers or just fillers in general, or something larger like ProLipo, like I had several years ago. Get that $100 off. Call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic today.
Hi, this is Ellen.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
You wanna be in great company, come on.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
We're right here, Rocco. We can hear that. Welcome back.
Rude.
Jason and Alexis in the Morning. On My Talk, everything entertainment, everything. Watch your kids. Watch your kids.
Yeah.
That's what we learned in that last segment.
Oh, man. Some of the more stories are coming. There's some funny ones. Wow.
Via the mail?
Via the mail, yes. Via Twitter, via text message.
Oh, God.
One of my cousins, I guess, stuck up a rock up her nose.
Oh.
They went, this was in first grade. The nurse tried to get it out, the regular doctor. They ended up having to go to an ENT who had to put cocaine spray up her nose to get it out. And when they talked to her about it, she said it just fell up her nose at recess.
Fell up her nose.
It fell up her nose.
I'm going to use that excuse.
Yeah.
At some point in my life, putting it in the pocket.
Yep. Yes. It just, doctor, it just fell up. Officer, it just, ossifer, it just fell up my nose.
It just fell up, I don't know.
Oh, God. Well, thank you, everybody. Zen, on behalf of Auntie Jason and Auntie Holly, thank you for continuing to provide segments and segments of joy. Thank you.
Yes.
It's time to play a game.
It's time to Name That TV Tune.
That's right, everybody. Welcome to Name That TV Tune, where Alexis and Holly will try to name that TV tune.
Yeah.
Okay. we're gonna use Colleen and Bradley rules here, meaning if you want to buzz in, you say your name. Just scream your name. And that's Alexis and Holly, if you forgot your names. That's right. I'm going to play a little bit of the theme.
Okay.
How much I play is at my discretion. If you're really struggling, I might play more. But we'll see.
So kind. Thank you, Jace.
You're very welcome.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to, you know what? Because I love both of you, I'm going to start easy, okay?
Okay.
Here is your first TV tune.
Alexis!
Oh.
Alexis was first.
Family Ties.
You are right, Alexis! Yes!
Oh, so, a great theme.
Great theme. I'm very proud of you, Alex.
What do I do, baby, with our love?
I bet we've been together for a million years.
Sing it, Denise.
And I bet we'll be together for a million more.
I'll give you an extra point if you can name the male vocalist on that song.
I can't. Holly, can you?
May I give you both a hint?
Yes, please. Need it.
Christmas classic.
Johnny Mathis?
Johnny Mathis is right. Alexis, Holly gets a point.
Yeah.
She gets an extra point
there.
I love
it.
Yeah, that's Johnny Mathis.
I'm glad it wasn't Tony Danza.
Yeah, and Denise Williams, who sang Let's Hear It for the Boy on the Footloose soundtrack. Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, and by the way, show meeting on the air.
Yeah.
All of the themes I'm playing today were never released for sale. They were just TV themes, so you should not legally need to cut them out of the podcast. Just FYI.
Oh, the more you know.
Thank you. I'm choosing these for that very reason. So all of these have never been released for sale. So
nice. So podcast FYI. Will remain.
That's right. So here we go. This. Name the second TV tune.
Alexis.
Alexis.
Silver Spoons.
You are right, Alexis.
Oh, good one. Nice job.
That was great, Alexis. Yeah, it is.
Here we are, face to face, a couple of silver spoons. Hoping to find we're two of a kind. Make it a go, make it grow together. We're gonna find our way.
So good. So good.
Together. Oh.
Back when Ricky was not a little interesting. Okay. We always say, we've said since, you know, we used to do a thing called TVTRL on Fridays and for 8-9 years. And we said we never discriminated against instrumentals, did we, Lex?
No,
we
never.
Do not. We love instrumental ones. Hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, this might, I don't know, this could trip you two up. Here is your next TV theme.
Oh!
I've definitely heard this many times.
Oh, it's a game show of some sort.
This is one of those moments where I can hear listeners screaming into their, you know, screaming at the
phone. Scream
radio.
Louder because I need to hear the answer.
Let us know.
Holly.
Yes.
Match game 78.
No. It is the $25,000 pyramid.
Oh, that's it.
Yep, there we go.
I knew it was a game show of some sort.
Yeah.
Okay. this next one is also instrumental.
All right. We got this.
Yeah, right.
Alexis and Holly, name that tune.
Holly!
Oh, I was Holly.
Holly!
Thank you for the encouragement, Alexis. That is
exactly. It's Holly.
To Matlock.
Yes!
Alexis's favorite show.
Oh my gosh, yes. I loved this show.
Is this a remix? It's got a lot of bass.
It does.
Yeah.
Also, the theme to Laughing and Leaking in the Morning.
That's right.
to Matlock.
That's right. Or Diagnosis Murder, whichever one. Yeah. Laughing and Leaking in the Morning, everyone. Oh, serving you for 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay, here's
wow.
Here's our final one.
Okay.
Which one should I do? Okay, let's do this one. I'm going to try to... this is a hard one, too. Here we go.
Can you give us the decade?
I'll give you two hints.
Okay.
70s?
Yeah.
Spinoff.
Ooh!
Minneapolis.
Ooh, Holly!
Yes.
Is that... Rhoda?
Yes!
Oh my gosh!
It's Rhoda!
Amazing! Holly! Oh my gosh.
Sweating here a little bit.
I was thinking of Mary Tyler Moore. What are the spinoffs?
Thank you. Thank you for the hint, Jason. Yeah. Gotten there without it.
Fabulous. The spinoffs, Phyllis and Rhoda. Phyllis and Rhoda and Lou Grant. Those were the spinoffs from the Mary Tyler Moore
show. Yes!
Yeah, those were three of them. Lou Grant actually turned into a drama. Ugh. A drama. Took the character and took him out of a sitcom and turned him into an Emmy Award winning newspaper editor. So there we go. That's Name That TV Tune, everyone. When we return, GMA versus the Lovebirds. Alexis has an update next.
Hey, friends. Alexis for Rebath. Rebath.com. I love my bathroom, and it's been 3 years now since we've got it remodeled. Still looks awesome and easy to clean because we went with Duravath, which is their exclusive brand, and it's so very nice. But what's so great about working with Rebath is that they have hundreds of options for you, quality materials, and what's so great is you can sign up to have a designer come to your home. They'll bring all of the options for you. They'll look at your space, look at your budget, and come up with a beautiful custom design. That part's free. If you decide to go with them, make sure you mention me or my talk, and you'll get $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. Of course, you'll get professional installation. A team of two comes and gets the job done in 5 days or less. Saves you time, saves you stress. They have great long-term warranties as well. Love our bathroom. I think you will, too. Let them show you what they've got. Rebath.com, or you can stop into their showroom. They're in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue. Rebath.com.
You hear lots of ads.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk. Everything entertainment, everything flight attendant Rita.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you, flight attendant Rita.
Smoking is not allowed, and federal law prohibits tampering with, disabling, or destroying a restroom smoke detector.
Hey, Rita, where are the exits?
All exits are clearly marked with an exit sign.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly Roberts. Hey, coming up in our third hour... Our new game, Ditch, Date, or Dabble.
I love this game.
And we're looking for your help. You know, and give us some hard ones, some uncomfortable ones. Make us uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Give us a threesome. You know what I mean? Give us some. By the way, Holly has a story about a threesome later. But anyway, but give us a threesome. You know, give us three people that you want the three of us to put into a category of whether we're going to ditch them, date them, or have sex with them. I mean, that's basically what dabble means. Or at least touch them privately. Mm-hmm. So give us some threesomes. You can email us via our show page at mytalk1071.com or tweet us. That's coming up. You have about 11 minutes to get your lists in.
Oh, yeah. There were some good ones last time.
Oh, too. There were some dirty ones. I mean, hard ones, too. Ditch, date, or dabble coming up in a few minutes. But right now, speaking of touching people privately... What's going on? It's the latest with the Amy Robach, Lovebird, GMA, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, this week they're in talks to figure out what's going to happen. What are the next steps? So it looks like the lawyers for both Amy and TJ are working as a united front as they talk about their exit settlements with ABC executives this week. I am wondering if I was Amy's lawyer, I would take pause. I don't think that I would want... to team up with his lawyers. I would want to do it separately just because of all of the other shenanigans that were going on with him. I don't know about you guys, but that for me would be something that would be important.
So you would separate from him and negotiate for yourself?
Absolutely, because I do think that there could be a chance that she could come back. Now, maybe not in the same capacity or even, probably not on GMA at all, but that he seems to have more exes, quite literally, with junior staffers than she having a consensual relationship with someone who's considered more of an equal than a power struggle like he has with at least two alleged women have come forward claiming this. But the negotiations with ABC, no matter what, are going to get tense.
Yeah, I wouldn't throw my rope to his boat.
Yeah, no.
Because I love love, but I don't think this is going to last.
No. Especially with this inter-office romance with other people that's come out.
No.
I'll be like, what? I've ruined my life, my career.
I was going to say,
my marriage is blown up.
Yep. She needs to start being selfish. She really does. She needs to start looking out for, don't you think, Holly? She needs to look out for number one right now.
Well, absolutely. You know, and the fact that TJ Holmes and A.B. Roebuck have decided to package themselves as a couple in the tabloids is not doing anybody any favors.
No.
And so if she wants to be strategic about it, she needs to be sailing her own ship. Yeah. Because being attached to TJ Holmes right now is not a good look. I mean, they're in mediation with ABC right now. Both of them. I'd be very interested how that's being handled behind closed doors, meaning are they presenting some kind of united front, or is this a completely separate thing, meaning that they're negotiating with ABC as individuals?
Yeah.
I'm literally sitting here thinking, knowing the biz a little bit, what I would ask for, if I'm ABC News, what I would offer. Because, you know what I mean? Let me just take Amy. I don't care about, what's his, TJ? I think he's done. No matter what happens, I think he's done. He's done. So let me just take Amy. If I'm Amy, I would, at the very least, if you're not going to put me back on GMA3, I would ask to, at the very least, then put me on one of their flagship stations.
Yeah.
You know, take me out of, because here's the deal. I don't think they're going to be able to go back and work with their former colleagues together. I think that's where the rub is. I think Lara Spencer, I think she bitched about this.
Mm.
I do. I have a funny feeling she's not happy about it. I just have a sneaking suspicion that more than a few of their colleagues complained about this. So they are not going to be able to walk back into that Times Square studio. So if I'm Disney and I don't want to be sued, I think part of the settlement would be I would put Amy on their flagship ABC 7 station.
That's in a great New idea. York, yeah.
In New York. I would have her become a main anchor, because we've said this from day one. We all care about this now. But if Amy is separated from TJ, she gets a new gig, people will forget about this by Wednesday. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Amy
is not...
needs to differentiate right now.
Yes. Look, it'll forever be a little joke in the back of her biography.
Yeah.
But people will forgive her, because she didn't really do anything horrible. She's still really good. Mm-hmm. Now, if Disney doesn't offer any job, if I'm Amy, then I would go to a huge market and just be a big fish in a little pond. And if I'm a station, I would take her. You know what I mean? If I'm LA, good. If I'm, yes.
Well, and they've always said, hey, this was a consensual relationship. We haven't violated anything. I think ABC has the bigger hurdle because they let them back on the air right after this dropped. They're going to have to pay a lot of money. They're going to have, NDA signed as they exit their contracts. And because otherwise, if they, not just with those two, but also the producers and this is really far reaching. They really didn't handle it very well.
No, they did not.
No.
Literally the next day, and we mean this, next day, they were on the air smiling and almost making a wink, wink joke about it.
Yeah.
That was a shocking decision on ABC's part.
Yeah.
Oh.
That, you know, look, I guess that you were thinking that we need some eyeballs and we're going to go for some ratings, but at the same time, that they were TJ and Amy being back on GMA3 and being smug about it was just not a good look for the show.
No.
Okay, can I just say that our listeners are very naughty. Very naughty.
Oh, no. Is the ditch, date, and dabble options coming through?
Oh, is it going to be awkward?
It's going to be very awkward. We are getting a lot of ditch, date, dabble threesomes sent our way. Would you like me to give you a preview of one that a listener sent?
Yeah.
You ready?
Uh-oh.
Trump, Biden, and Clinton.
Stop it.
Oh, wow.
Stop it. No.
I love our listeners.
I know what I'm doing.
Another one has three colleagues. That'll be uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. No, really?
Yeah. Oh, God. This is going to be horribly uncomfortable. Ditch, date, dabble when we return.